And if you ask your grandmother how to cook, she, or how to make it, she was like, oh, check the cookbook, and the cookbook's like this. How many times have we joined an organization or became a president of an organization, and somebody has given you the previous files, and you look at them, and you're like, what is this? And they look just like this. Like, what was your budget last year? It looks like this. What activities did you do last year? This is in here. Where's the assessment? Oh, it's in the same notebook. It's on the same page. It's all here. It's here. The recipe is here. But it's up to you to kind of go in and put your own spin to this. Like, leadership is not this design thing that we can all be. There's no blueprint on how to be a leader. There's really no set blueprint. There's just a bunch of ideas, but also being your authentic self. And that is the key. Continue to be your authentic self and add your own recipes. Feel free to do so. But I want to talk a little bit deeper than this. How many people had bread at the table earlier? I mean, we all did. See, let me tell you something. The people that didn't raise their hand, they're the one that took all the bread out of the plate. You went to the bathroom, and they asked for the bread, you said no. You know, that's wrong. So I want to talk about the anxiety you get. Think about when you know, when I was at the table, it was like 25, 26 people at the table, literally all the time at dinner, on Sundays at my grandmother's house. And my grandmother's bowl did not serve 25 people. Right, so you get this anxiety because if you're not the first person, you're like 24, 25, you're watching everybody stick their nice spoon in there, and they're dipping it right into their plate, they're getting the bread, they're taking two, knowing that you only made 21 pieces of bread. Yeah. Right, and you're wondering, how am I going to get this bread, and you get this anxiety? Well, what I want to tell you is this. Most of the time at those tables, you still get a piece of bread. Right, most of the time when the plate comes around to you, you're still able to share. And it's the same thing when you talk about your meetings. Sometimes you're not the first one to speak. Sometimes you're not the one on the stage. Sometimes you have to be that side dish to provide the entire meal. And many times as leaders, we have this ego thinking that we're the main dish, but sometimes in that particular moment, we're just the side dish. But in order for us to have a full meal, we need all three components. That side, that main, and that dessert. But I want you to know this. I want you to break bread when you get this knowledge, especially when you come here at this conference, especially when you go into your classroom. I want you to be able to break bread with others before the loaf goes stale. But I want you, when you gain this knowledge, I want you to be able to pass it on before everything goes stale. When you have the resources, I want you to be able to pass it on to bring other people in with you. Are you still with me?
Yes. Yes.
All right. We talked about broccoli. So I was that kid that hated their vegetables. Anybody hated their vegetables as a kid? So does anybody know the vegetable technique to act like you ate your vegetables? Let me tell you. So if you have a pet, right? That always helps. If you have a fork, you can like mush it a little bit, push it to the side, mush it a little bit, push it to the side, and you eat with a paper plate. So when you close the plate, you put it in the garbage, you ate your vegetables. That was me as a kid. I never understood that vegetables were needed. Sometimes we have all this negative energy of what the past was about our organization. Sometimes we have this negative energy that we're going to just do the same old thing. We're going to do the same old cake sale. We're going to do the same old event for the last 10 years, and we expect to change. And if somebody comes in with the positive energy or this innovation, and we're scared to let them join in. But what you need to understand is that we need to make sure that we have this positive energy, because the positive energy is the nutrients to help us grow. Right, is it the vegetables that we don't want to really eat, or the vegetables and the criticism that we don't want to hear that maybe we need to hear today to help us grow to the next level? So I want you to eat your veggies. That's my whole point here. Especially when you get to my age. Eat your veggies. Like literally, if you don't listen to anything else from our presentation today, remember, eat your veggies. Right, because you need those nutrients, whether it's personally to grow or as a leader as well. Time to serve. I mean, I'll tell you. Hey, where's the cook in the back? I need
help. I'm leaning into the back.
Person, I need somebody to come up here. Let's try that again. Time to serve. Thank you. Appreciate you. I want to be friends with everybody. I just want to be loved. I just want everybody to love me. I want 6,000 likes on Instagram. I also don't want to sleep. I just want to be like out there. Just everybody loves me. I have so much energy. But let me tell you something. In order for you to be successful, sometimes we need to split in order to feel whole again. We need to start prioritizing what is most important and start thinking about what's the most important and how do we get to the next level. Everything doesn't need your attention. Right? A leader works smart, not hard. A leader also understands that, you know what, maybe I don't need to direct this meeting today. Let's have you and be in charge of this meeting because you have some great ideas. But I know it's hard, right? Some people are that personality, right? Some people are that type A personality where you just have to do everything. Right? There's some people that personality as leaders is so bad they came in and counted every single chair at the table. I was like, listen, it's not the right amount of chairs here. You know, who's gonna sit here? You know, you're gonna sit there. This is my table that we wanted to make sure who sat where. Right? Because you're just that leader. You always want to be in charge, make sure you control everything. But it's time for you to know that it's cool for you to pass on that type of leadership to other people. The real leaders make other leaders. The real leaders are the people that when they're not in the room, other people are able to support them. The real leaders, when they're not in the room, when they're not in the school, it's the legacy you leave after. If you're running a club and organization, you have 100 students when you're there, you have 300 people coming to your event, and then you leave the next year, there's only 10 people there, is that really a legacy? That's what you need to think about as a leader. What's going to happen once I leave? What are they going to say about me once I leave this school, once I leave this house, once I leave this earth? What are they going to say about me? And who did I direct behind me that's going to be able to come with me? All right. I see you in the back. Man, you got the big spoon. You got a big shower? I don't want that. I don't need soup. What's good, though? Time to serve. So I'm gonna go to the end. Who likes dessert? Okay. What type of dessert do you like? This one right here? That's it. Hi, did you hear that? We don't need new complimentary cards. She likes the dessert. Here it is. Right? Who likes dessert? Anybody else? What kind of dessert?
Cheesecake.
Yes. There it is. Yeah. Anybody else?
Apple pie, ice cream.
And this is the safest time I ever get this presentation because you ate already. Not making you hungry. Anybody else?
Red velvet.
Peach cobbler.
That's not everybody. That's...
You can only get that in the South, though.
You can only get that in the South. Georgia to be exact.
Georgia to be exact.
Debatable. Dessert. So I want to talk about dessert for a minute. But you know, I also want to share a little bit more about who I am as a leader because I feel like it's important for me to be transparent with you. So when we talk about side dish and the main dish and dessert, I think about my own life. You know, I was a student who never thought in high school they'll be a professor. I was a person, when they graduated from grad school, after they changed everything around, they got in their academic journey, they became a leader, they started going to events and conferences, and I was turned down by 15 different colleges to become a professor before I got that one chance. Right? I was a person that right when I started trailing out trail, I started getting really tired. I started gaining weight. I thought I was eating too many main dishes. Or carbohydrates, as they would say. And I started getting more tired. And come to find out, I had a heart condition. Heart condition I never knew from the day I was born. And I had to have heart surgery at the age of 30. The doctor told me by the age of 40, I was no longer going to live. Right, so I had to have immediate heart surgery. So I'm bringing this stuff up to talk about me being transparent, but I'm being this person because a lot of times as leaders, we don't talk about our losses. Right? We live in this highlight reel. We live in this world where we show everything up front, but we don't talk about the behind the scenes. Or even worse, as leaders, we judge our leadership based off another leader when we don't even know their background. And we don't know any of their ingredients. Or we don't know if they're even at the table. Instagram can be a liar.
There it is. Okay.
I didn't want to say that again. All right, when I think about all the losses, I know that as a leader that I'm continuing to put myself in uncomfortable positions. So just because I'm talking about my grandmother's dinner table, and your dinner table might not be your grandmother's house, might be your mom's house, might be your house, might be a restaurant, I want you to know that you need to go to all the dinner tables. I need you to try all the options. I need you to be in all the positions. I need you to try all the side dishes, all the main dishes before we talk about this dessert. You got to put this work in, right? You can't be afraid to put this work in. You can't be afraid to lose. If you're winning all the time, you're losing. Remember that. If you're winning all the time, you're really losing. Because you're not putting yourself in a position to really try hard. You're just putting yourself in a position to look good. Now, if you're Floyd Mayweather, you do win all the time, but that's debatable. Right? If you win all the time, you're really losing. But losing to me has always been a lesson. So as leaders, it's time for us to lose a little bit. It's time for us to look at the ideas we have and scare other people. See, innovation is scary. That's true innovation. Right, that's the scary part. You know, trying different things, I said being passionate about trying different things is scary. Telling people your ideas is scary. By show of hands, how many people had great ideas for their campus, their organization, and you knew it was really innovative, and everybody looked at you like you were crazy? That's probably everybody in here. Right, because you're leaders. But you look back 6 months later, and you killed it. Right, all you needed was 2 or 3 people. You might not need 26 people at the dinner table. You might just need 1 or 2 people. And that's all you need for that support. So before we talk about this dessert, because dessert is always the good part. That means that you enjoy, typically, the side dish and the main dish. Because if you didn't, you're not going to eat dessert. Right, and we can't talk about dessert if we don't talk about the work. And I wanted to be transparent with you, and I want you to start being more of a transparent leader. Right, and making sure that you understand that you're putting yourself in those positions. So let's talk about dessert. Through consistent work, all that is bitter will be sweet. Through consistent work, all that is bitter will be sweet. Some of my favorite fruits and sweets are always bitter in the beginning, and when you get to the middle, it's like really sweet. And that's like the best feeling, right? Because you typically, when you first took a bite of that particular item, you probably didn't like it because it tastes funny. And somebody told you, just keep going. Just continue to eat, I guarantee you're gonna like it. And the next thing you know, you enjoy it, you eat it all the time, and you're spreading out to the next person. And that's what happens with this work. That's what happens with the things that you're doing, is to be consistent. And a lot of times we're failing at the things that we want because we're not consistent. A lot of times we're creating these great goals of mine with no plan, and it's just really a wish. Right? We're not even writing it down. You know, there's some people that I asked them what they're going to serve back to the campus. Some people wrote things down, others didn't. But I'm serious about that. What is the whole point of coming to a conference if we have nothing to serve back to our campus or community? What are we really here for?